This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, I've both been looking forward to and dreading this day for this entire season of Survivor. I'm sorry. This is what I'm thinking about. I love Survivor. I can't wait to watch the finale, and yet it's over tonight. That's all. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I'm just... I don't want it to be over.
Well, hopefully tonight we'll find out...
I know, about September,
if there's
right?
another season.
Wake me up! Survivor airs in September.
They have to address it, right? They can't just go to commercial and be done.
They have to. Something has to be said about it for sure. But don't worry, people who hate Survivor, we won't be talking about it anymore until Friday at 6 a.m. And then that'll be the only time. That's our little deal that we've made with you and with people who do like it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had one of those moments this morning as I was, computers are fine. They're useful.
Sure.
I think we've overdone them in our society to a great extent. Way too dependent on them, but
we are useful. Pretty much reliant.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? Yes. Uh-huh. Beyond belief. The fact that all our money is actually just numbers on a computer screen and not actually money is a perfect example. Like, oh my God, I've never even seen that. It's just a line on a website. Anyway, I'm sitting there reading this story and it says, oh, is this place getting a bad rap? And it says WRAP. And I'm like, that's not right. Is that right?
No.
That can't be right.
No.
Bad rap, like a rap, like someone saying bad things.
Like a
about
rap
you.
Sheet.
Bad rap.
Yeah.
R-A-P.
R-A-P, yes.
But I got to look it up because now I'm sitting there, and there's the thing that the computer can do for you in a finger snap. That's why it's super useful. So I look it up, and it says, no, that's rap is wrong. That's a bad way to say burrito.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, what the white kids say about, oh, I had a nice rap.
It's the wrong way to say burrito, everybody. And it is not the right way. So an actual article that somehow got through.
Where does rap come from, though? Is it like a takeoff on rep? Because what's like when someone says it's your rap sheet, what are they?
Well,
are they shortening a word? Or
I'm not even thinking as a rap sheet. I'm thinking it as a rap, like you have like someone raps. Like the conversation is negative about this particular place.
Oh, so he's got bad talk going about him?
Yeah, that's what I think is it is similar to rap, but you don't say bad rap, you say bad rap.
Rap sheet. Record of arrest and prosecutions.
R-A-P. Record of arrest and prosecutions. How interesting. So that's where that rap comes from, but it sounds like, you know, if somebody's got a bad rap, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we just use it and I never think about it. Like, what is that?
Well, that's why.
Because it is like a bad rep, but it's also more like, yeah, I think you're right. It's like people are talking,
right,
rapping
anyway,
badly about them.
I had to. I could not. And even though I'm in the middle of getting ready for what we do here, that I couldn't leave it. I went, I got to look that up, and I got to figure this out. And then took 2 seconds because my computer can do things that I can't and that books
very powerful.
Can't even do.
Very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, in the olden days, things were both easier and more difficult. You could just move on from stuff. You know, there was that. So that was right. A little bit easier. And it also, it was harder because math. You know, I don't really have to do math anymore.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're very entertaining, too. I will say that as a person who refuses to be bored, you know, you can always hop on your computer. There's always something going on. You know, the internet is it's a hole I fell down years ago.
Well,
I'm not even trying to climb out. I'm just down here. It's fun. It's good times.
I think that many people, myself included, would say the internet has... I mean, it's your own fault. You have to take responsibility. But I've bought things from the internet and I'm not even someone who does the Amazon Daily thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely gone, I should look into that. I should do some research on that. And suddenly I'm consumed with a purchase I probably didn't need.
Right.
But that now all of a sudden we've got the most expensive juicer on the market.
Oh, how is that?
We haven't even had juice from it yet.
Oh,
it's just one of those things where you start to research it and you go, well, you got to get the right and you got to.
Sure.
And whoa, look at that one. Hey, who can pass up that deal? Click.
Do you just drop a whole, do you have to peel the orange or can you just drop the whole orange in? What happens?
You can drop the whole. I think all the rind gets pushed through a separate thing and you have, what do they call that? Compost.
Nice.
I think.
What about an apple? Like, does it core it for you, or are you eating the seeds and stuff?
We haven't used it yet, but I
how long have
I
you had it?
We got it yesterday.
Oh, it just arrived. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was something that had been sitting gathering dust on your counter.
No. This
weeks
is a big purchase
research.
For us. We're absolutely gonna use the thing, but my point was just simply that you can find yourself caught up in a fever.
You start
to get that I'm really getting somewhere on my research here. And then, whoa, what a deal. We better get this real quick.
Yeah. Urgency sometimes. It's irrational, really.
Yeah, well, it's emotional is what it is. It's completely emotional. You get caught up, swept up in it. And now you have tickets to Hamilton for $1,700.
Which, as it turns out, they're just going to air a live broadcast of it.
Those dicks. Those guys are dicks. I hate those guys. They're the worst.
Hey, why is Bryn laughing so hard at the juicer thing? Do you have some kind of purchase that you've made that you were?
No,
I saw you just
the Hamilton thing, but I have had a juicer. I have used a juicer before. It's great. I love it. It spits out all the pulp. So I used it for carrots a lot. But if you use the whole orange without peeling it, you're probably gonna taste a lot of bitterness from the, the rinds.
Oh, okay. Good to
so
know.
You probably have to peel it just so you don't taste that. But you can throw the whole apple in too. I mean, you might have to cut it in chunks so that it fits.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's great though.
Well, Vinny got, Vinny got the Cadillac of juicers
course,
though.
Right.
I mean,
whoa,
listen, they
big,
need
right?
that. They, I mean, that's,
We're
you know.
We're using it, believe me. And what I was trying to explain, because I did work among my many millions of jobs from age 12 to 20 before I started radio, and actually even beyond that. I worked at a juice bar, and so I did do carrots and smoothies and all those things.
Beets and carrots. Mm.
So we'll be doing all that stuff. I'm stoked on it. It's cool.
I would love to have a juicer. Everything I read, though, is that the cleaning is just... I mean, I'm just not a person who wants to break something down and clean it. I want to use it, and then I want to walk away from it. It's one of my problems.
Well...
No follow through.
That's in my house, there. I'm the dish guy, so I'll get that duty.
Lucky.
And so, lucky, yeah. But whatever, I mean, juice, hopefully.
Sure, fresh juice. Listen, you make a big pitcher of fresh juice, and everyone's pouring off that, and it's healthy and a whole fruit. Like, that's great.
Hopefully it works out. We'll see.
Oh, my God. Those new counters are going to get all sticky.
Well,
I'm going to need to see this on Instagram. I'm really not seeing enough of you. I feel like I hardly see you. I look at you. I look at your shoulder all morning long because for some reason you can't turn the goddamn camera towards yourself.
Let me just explain something to you. This desk is so long, and I, as you know, when I work in my natural element, I'm very spread out.
Yes.
I need to take up all the space that I'm provided.
Oh, so I am well aware.
Right, so.
Wallpapers the room every day.
So I'm really spread out, and I'm actually working over here, and that's why I find myself away from, you know, the camera shot. Anyway, my days are busy. I didn't get a chance to look at Instagram and see that you posted me some California poppies.
I saw it and I went, oh, Vinny loves poppies.
I do love
poppies. I'm putting that
up
right now. Ticka, 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 ticka. Put it right up for you.
I finished the show and then I hung out with sister for a few hours and we did stuff and then, you know, did nonsense. That's just what babies do. But we did that and then...
Yeah, your days are fine. I'm just giving you crap, really.
I went for a run on the treadmill.
I would love to see more.
Oh, did it rain yesterday for you guys?
It rained in the morning, and then it stopped. We had
just
kind of a blustery, cool day.
Mm-hmm. More
than
expected. Yeah, a little bit of rain.
Oh.
And then I walked in on my kid watching a new show called Liv and Maddie, and she's like explaining to me this show, which is awesome. It's awesome
Liv
to just
and
sit
Maddie.
There. Liv and Maddie, it's a Disney show. And she's explaining to me that there's this girl, and then they have another girl that looks like her but isn't her. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, no, honey, that's the same actor doing the two roles. That's television.
Oh, like, so it's like...
No, that's not... And she,
Hannah
and
Montana
like,
kind of thing.
Yeah, but she doesn't get that that's what's going... Uh-huh. Like, one girl has her hair straight... And the other girl has her hair curled.
They
can't be the same person. And I'm like, well, no, that's... So let me explain.
And did they... Are they on screen together?
There are moments...
Is this a cartoon?
It's not a cartoon.
Okay.
It's a teen show. I'm sure people are texting in Liv and Maddie. They must know this.
Yes.
This is the first time I've heard of it.
It's like on Nickelodeon or something? What's it on?
I think it's Disney Channel.
Okay.
But it's just one of those teen... shows. Oh, it's on Disney. Yeah, it's just and she's like, and listen, there's a live audience watching them. Listen, and it's a laugh track. And I'm like,
oh my god,
oh, honey.
Well, you know, maybe they do.
Maybe they do. It doesn't matter. I just had that. There was me. You know.
Well,
instead of
you know,
posting,
there it is.
I was. That's the conversation I was up to.
Listen,
Liv and
Maddie. The time to post is when you. What you do is you have your phone out all day and you just. Take a million photos and video, you know, just document your life. By the way,
what you should do.
I'm getting, here's what you should do. I'm getting this little snap-on lens.
Why?
Because I want to be able to take pictures of like bugs' eyes and stuff. Like I'm so into photography now. Like all I do is take pictures all day long. I just love it. I'm like taking pictures of ant trails and.
Why don't you get an actual camera?
I don't want to carry that thing around. I want my iPhone. Listen, the iPhone's pretty good. Like, just the plain old, what do I have, an iPhone, is it a 10, an X, whatever it is?
I don't know which one you got.
Whatever that is, it's, I mean, I'm super into it. I love the photo taking, and John also just loves it. He's so into it. So, someone said, oh, you know, you should get one of these little lenses. So, I go online, and I do all this research. I pulled a Vinny.
Right.
Actually, I didn't do that much research. I looked at a couple things. I went, I'm going to try that one.
I think what you pulled is the average shopper in America today spends way too much time online looking at crap. That was my point. I think it's
I
all
will
of us.
Say I'm trying to not. I'm trying to do what the problem is, too. Like I'm on Instagram and I keep seeing things I want. They have so many good things on there.
Again.
But I swore to John that I wouldn't order anything off Instagram. I swore to him because things just come and they take forever, right? So it's 3 months later. I've totally forgotten I ever ordered that thing. This thing shows up. I'm like, what is this? Oh, I know what it is. So anyway, I'm
it's a vest. I can now put everything I need in my vest.
Listen, that
and
was
I don't
actually
need a
planned.
Purse.
That was all planned out.
And where's that vest now?
It's hanging up in the hallway. I just, you know, I think it even still has some crap in the pockets. Then I wouldn't need a purse, you know?
Right, no, we got the point you made.
So here's my thoughts for you, right? You've got your camera, you have your kids, so you have your phone, mm-hmm. you take a lot of pictures. Then when you're running on the treadmill, just post all that crap up on Instagram so I can, you know, I feel like you and I just used to have time to talk. Like during the breaks, we would... we'd be chatting the whole time.
Well, that's, look,
and we,
this,
I miss this, you.
This new normal has its downsides for sure. And I don't know, as you know, Newsom did his presser yesterday.
Oh.
And he was sort of like, well, we're going to allow them. These are the things. Well, the Bay Area, Bay Area is not joining any of the party at all. So Bay Area, you'll be staying. You know, he didn't say that.
Is it
that,
just the amount of population that we have here? And they're
I
just
think
worried
so,
about.
Because
Humboldt,
also,
you know, open up, you know.
Right. No, I think that what they've seen is that it's worked so well that they feel like we should just stick with what we're doing.
Right.
It's worked. We've, you know, what do they say? Crush the curve. It's happened.
Right.
I mean, I have trouble when they talk about it in too positive a way, because I'm sure someone who's like, someone in my family died from this.
Right.
Like, come on.
It didn't work
through this without casualties, or those casualties aren't just a number on a page. They're somebody's family members, you know,
yes.
History.
Every one of those numbers represents somebody.
Right. So anyway, I don't know what Newsom's going to, how this is going to play out for him. But I did see your mom post that her and the gang were at a restaurant yesterday and thought, wow, they're just out having a meal.
They are. And they're actually
happy.
You know, I guess.
No,
I don't know.
The video she showed, they're all smiling and hanging. I thought, good for them. They don't even care.
Yeah, that's that restaurant. They take their boat to that restaurant. You know, I know. They get in the boat, go about, I don't know, half an hour, and pull up to the dock and go in.
Oh.
You can drive to it, obviously. You know, maybe
why
they drove
would
to
you
it.
If you could take a boat?
Exactly.
That is
they're,
radical.
They're living their best life. Like, they're really happy down there. And my brother's, you know, he found a house, and I think they're closing this week. And so, congrats. I know. So congrats to all of them. I'm actually, that was their end game. And
let me
I
ask
will
you
be,
a question.
I'll visit them. Yes, dear.
For your brother, do you think the house they just bought is like their forever home? Like, this is the spot?
Well, I know that they're where they want to be. I don't know if this is the forever home. You know, I don't know.
I'm just curious. That's an interesting thought process when you buy at this age in the place you want to be.
I know.
Are you setting up your end run?
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
moving,
you know,
sucks, dude. So that's, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Oh my God. Moving. In fact, like, well, I don't want to give you all the gory details, but you know, they moved here for what was supposed to be a few months and turned into a year and a half, and they had put all their stuff in storage. So now they've got this house. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you don't live in California, like, houses are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know that.
Idiot channel that is aimed at different house buying and house redecorating.
Yeah. You're like, holy cow, if I could just live in Arkansas, palace I could have.
I don't even watch it, but I will hear in the background, their budget is $125,000. I'm like, where is that?
Well, listen, I'll tell you something. My brother and sister-in-law, they had three kids that they grew up there in St. Louis, in Missouri, and they lived in a 6,000 square foot house, a brand new 6,000 square foot house with a full basement. Like a freaking, like a, you know, total McMansion in one of those developments. And then they moved to, you know, a tiny little place here. And
well, wait, how much was that house?
The one that they just bought?
No, the 600,000 square foot.
Oh, I don't know.
Square foot.
$500,000. It was not a cheap house for the area.
Yeah,
you can get much. But, you know, brand new build, brick facade, you know, the whole thing. Really nice house. So, you know, they spent more than that in Florida. I don't want to give every detail, but they spent more than that in Florida, and they got, you know, a 1,500 square foot house. Like, it's a, compared to what they, so now all their stuff that they took out of the 6,000 square foot house has been sitting in storage for going on 2 years here.
Sold because
now has to be sorted through, sold.
Right.
What are they going to do with it? Like, unless the house becomes a storage facility. So good luck to them.
Yeah.
Moving sucks, I think, is what you started this thing with.
No,
and I'm
curious.
Here to tell you it's true.
Uh huh.
And I'm really glad I'm not part of that transaction. Oh my God. Well, that's the thing. I lived lean, because there was, I mean, you know this, for a decade, there was nothing but moving. Mm-hmm. You know, this town called, that town called, you're moving here, you're moving there. You're just like, how many times can I lug around these six boxes of physical books? Like, I, you know, it's a bummer when you finally get a place with a bookshelf and you're like, well, I don't have any books to put in there.
Right. I didn't lug those around. You find yourself getting rid of everything.
Or your remember when music collections existed in the world and weren't just on your phone?
Right.
I mean, damn. God, I remember one time we unpacked some stuff and all our cassette tapes were ruined. I was like, oh, this is so awful. But we had lugged them here, there, and everywhere. And the thing was, it wasn't just like, you know, your Tom Petty cassette tape. It was like jam tapes that we had made and four-track recordings and all, you know, just all kinds of... It was a real bummer.
Yeah.
But listen, you got to let go of that stuff. Things get ruined.
Well, I'm happy for your brother and Deb. I mean, they're stoked. Good for them. Looking at the video, they're all at this restaurant, and it looks like they were on the water, so it must be the one. But yeah, they looked happy. I thought, oh, look at that. Life is getting back to normal.
It never seemed to really leave normal in Florida, I have to say. They don't seem to be nearly as concerned about this, which is weird because they're all old. And they don't seem to, it's just not, it's no thing, you know, I guess. For them.
Well,
so I just hope that it doesn't, I hope it does, there's no outbreak there. Maybe it's the warm air. I don't know, Vin.
I don't know. I know that Liv and Maddie are the same person. That's what I learned yesterday, and there I am.
Mm.
How you doing?
All right, you ready to roll this thing?
Uh-huh.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.